The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the state's liability for flood damage to the property of five Lincoln County families. A lower court found in 2014 that the State Department of Transportation's construction and maintenance of Highway 11 did not adequately provide drainage in an 8-year rainfall event, and the damage was foreseeable. The state appealed, but in a 3-2 split opinion, the High Court sided with the landowners. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
The state built Highway 11 in 1949. The project included three culverts that allow the Spring Creek tributary to flow under the highway into Spring Creek and to drain surface water out of the sub-basin where the plaintiff's property lies. In 2009, the state did a study to prepare for resurfacing the highway. That project was completed in 2010 with little alteration to the culverts. Shortly after, there was a heavy rainfall that the culverts could not handle. Five properties near the intersection of Highway 11 and 85th Street, southeast of Sioux Falls, were damaged in the ensuing flood. The landowners sued in Second Circuit Court and prevailed. That lower court found that the road was designed to push water toward the plaintiff's property to avoid damage to the highway and to slow the flow of water to downstream locations. The state appealed that decision. Mark Meyer-Henry represented the landowners at oral arguments in January 2016.
The clear cause was the state knew that the culverts weren't big enough. They knew they were going to flood these people, or at least statistically, 1 out of 8 years.
Meyer-Henry noted that the DOT made a conscious decision to flood landowners' property.
They anticipated, knew, and almost planned to use this as a pooling mechanism for the drainage, which they were aware of.
The state held that sovereign immunity should prevent the lawsuit, but the majority opinion, written by Justice Jeanine Kern, notes that the state constitution does not uphold sovereign immunity when the state takes or damages property. Justices Glenn Severson and Stephen Zinter concurred. Chief Justice David Gilbertson dissented, as did Sixth Circuit Judge Mark Barnett, sitting in for now-retired Justice Lori Wilbur, who disqualified herself. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.